各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们今天在这边来聚会敬拜神。
Thank Lord, today we can gather together here, to have this service.
我们在温哥华这个地区环境非常的美丽。
In Vancouver area, we got quite pleasant surrounding.
有的地方也有好几座桥。
We have many beautiful bridges.
这些桥让很多地方的交通可以互相来往。
These bridges is our communication.
所以有些人在那边拍电影。
Some folks we make movie there.
所以我们也可以知道桥的画面本来就是很美的。
We know that bridge itself is a beautiful thing.
当这个台湾921大地震的时候
，When Taiwan was suffering from the big earthquake,
很多地方的桥都断了。
Bridges in many locations were damaged.
所以当初我们不知道这一条路桥已经断了。
The drivers on the road, they didn't know ahead that the bridge is broken.
所以开着车到那边的时候已经没有路了。
When they are right there, there is no more, the bridge is no more.
没有路的时候就有一个指标写着要绕另外的一条路。
When the bridge is not open, there would be a sign saying, you have to route.
所以感觉这个交通就非常的不方便。
Suddenly, the transportation became quite inconvenient.
那么桥断了，当然就开始有人在修筑。
When the bridge is being damaged, many workers we try to fix it.
总是把这些地震后的这些灾情能够再把它重新把它修造起来。
They would like to recover the bridge in the shortest time.
所以我们可以知道桥可以联系彼此间的来往。
You know, therefore the bridge acts as a tool to communicate.
也拉近了这个两地之间的这个关系跟距离。
And it also bring closer people.
也建立了一个合一的关系。
And it also build a unified relationship.
因为它本来可能有大海，有深谷，把它分开了。
They may be big oceans or rivers that separate people.
那么我们也可以知道，桥当然有各种不同的类型。
There are many types of bridges.
有的桥它有各种的颜色。
Many of them are quite colorful.
有的桥是钢铁去建造，有的是水泥的。
Some of them are made of steel and some of concrete.
有的桥是用小木板去建造的，在深山里面的小吊桥。
Some suspension bridges are made of wood.
我们也曾经到深山里面的教会去。
We have also been in churches located in big in deep mountain.
走在这个吊桥上面也是有点花麻。
When we were walking on the bridge, we feel fear.
可是当我们把眼睛能够往前看，这样就比较不会摇晃，而且走得比较平稳。
However, if we focus in the road in front of us, we will feel more stable.
昨天晚上去访问一个信徒的时候
，Yesterday we had a visitation to a member.
在这个家庭里面，我有一个感觉。
I have this feeling when during the visitation.
这个做父母的也非常疼爱他的孩子。
The parents love their children.
那当他们生活在一起的当中。
When they are living together.
这个父母的爱有时候儿女不懂得体会。
Sometimes the child did not understand the love of parents.
那么儿女呢，也不是不乖。
The childs are not is obedient.
这个儿女呢，也是很乖巧、聪明的。
They are quite intelligent and obedient.
那发现这个父母呢，对儿女也有很大的期望。
The parents has high expectations toward their children.
但是这个孩子在这个生活的环境里面。
However, during their lives.
他有一些价值观，甚至于他的人格的成长，也有一些的变化跟冲击。
The concept of value and personality of the children will change from time to time.
所以他有一些行为上的偏差。
Therefore, their actions, their deeds may change.
这个父母呢，也很有耐心，也很有爱心的在跟他对谈。
And the parents deal with the matter with great deal of patience.
但是谈了一两个钟头以后。
After a discussion of about 2 hours.
这个孩子问爸爸说：“我们今天谈的焦点在哪里？”
Their child questioned his father, "What is our main focus today?"
有时候我们人跟人之间也会好像鸡跟鸭在讲话。
Sometimes during our conversation, we do not understand each other well.
因为你有你的想法，我有的想法。
Because everyone has their own thoughts.
我们也可以体会到说，亲子之间需要搭一座桥。
We know that a bridge is needed between children and their parents.
其实这个做父母的跟孩子之间需要搭座桥。
Between children and parents, the bridge is needed.
父母生他养他也要教育他。
The child is being born by their parents, and their parents has the obligation to teach them.
父母当然也希望孩子能够懂事。
The parents wish that their children are more understandable.
所以有时候要去倾听。
Therefore, they have to listen to their words.
有时候要去沟通才能了解。
They need to communicate in order to understand each other.
当然，有时候孩子不懂事也要管教。
However, when the child is not obedient,
也是要劝诫。
Discipline is needed.
那这个当中，我们也可以体会得到。
During this matter, we can feel.
其实人跟人之间桥需要搭建。
In fact, between men and the bridge is needed.
父母跟孩子也需要搭座桥。
A bridge is also needed between parents and their children.
人跟人的沟通也要搭座桥。
And for communication's sake, we need a bridge.
其实要搭座桥最基本的。
In fact, the most essential part of building a bridge.
我们也要去追求，去学习。
Is to pursue and to learn.
我们常常说十字架的道理。
We often say that the truth. In the cross
是讲到这个爱
，is about love，
所以这个爱是一座桥
，therefore love acts as a bridge，
因为神就是爱
，because God Himself is love，
因为他先爱我们
，He loved us first，
所以我们也当彼此相爱
，therefore we shall love each other。
我们来看这个约翰一书
，Let's turn to First John。
约翰一书
First John
第四章
First John chapter 4
约翰一书四章十九节
Chapter 4 verse 19
我们爱因为神先爱我们人若说我爱神却恨他的弟兄就是说谎不爱他所看见的弟兄就不能爱没有看见的神爱神的也当爱弟兄这是我们从神所受的命令这边告诉我们
From the scripture
一个有爱心的人他会把神的命令呢放在心里
The one with love he will put God's commandment in his heart
这个十字架是神跟人还有人跟人的关系
the cross means the relationship between man and between God.
所以主耶稣他也要我们能够去搭一座爱心的桥。
Jesus Christ wants us to build a bridge of love.
所以他本来是夫子。
He was a teacher to us.
但是他却为门徒洗脚。
However, he washed feet for his disciples.
主耶稣说，我为你们所做的，你们明白吗？
He questioned his disciple, "Do you understand what I done upon you?"
主耶稣要门徒能够照这样去做。
Jesus wants his disciple to do likewise.
所以主耶稣教导门徒一条新命令。
Therefore, he instructs his disciple a new way.
主耶稣说，你们如果有彼此相爱的心。
He said, "If you have the heart of loving each other."
众人就能够认出你们就是我的门徒。
People will recognize you as my disciple.
当时我们可以了解主耶稣给门徒洗脚。
In that time, Jesus washed feet for his disciples.
这个也是在教导我们搭一座桥。
This is trying to teach us to build a bridge.
主耶稣要我们彼此相爱。
He wants us to love each other.
而且呢，因为他怎样爱我们。
How he loved us.
我们也应当怎样相爱。
We should also love each other.
如果有彼此相爱的心。
If we have the heart of loving each other.
这个彼此就是在搭一座桥。
The word each other means a bridge.
因为有彼此才有互动。
The love for each other exists first and then is the cooperation.
因为有彼此才会沟通。
Because there is a heart for each other, communication can exist.
才有关怀以及了解。
The caring and understanding can therefore exist.
圣经里面有很多故事。
There are many stories stated in the Bible.
主耶稣的爱的教训也很多。
There are many teachings of Christ about love.
那路德记里面也讲到这个爱的故事。
In the book of Ruth, there's a story about love.
它里面可以说是圣经当中在叙述这个家庭中的爱。
In the Ruth, it stated the love inside the family.
在讲到人与人之间的爱。
It's talking about love between men.
它讲到路德还有她的婆婆。
Concerning about Ruth and his mother and her mother-in-law.
说到这个。路德跟他的婆婆拿厄米的一些故事。
The story is about Ruth and his and her mother-in-law.
那我们可以了解到这个路德他有在搭桥。
Ruth was making bridge.
所以他的婆婆也很关心他。
And therefore, her mother-in-law take a lot of care towards her.
说你的丈夫死了你跟着我没有用。
She told her, your husband is dead and there's no use for you to follow me.
你再去改嫁。
You just go ahead and marry to someone else.
但是这个路德就是要跟着她的婆婆。
However, Ruth insisted to follow her mother-in-law.
她是一种爱的跟随。
This following is out of love.
他们彼此之间就是因为爱拉近的关系。
Because of love, they care a lot for each other.
路德他能够这样去做。
Why Ruth can do this, do such a thing?
我今天去访问一个信徒。
Today I visit a member.
他说他还没有信耶稣的时候。
He told me before he believed in Christ Jesus.
他很爱他的家庭。
He loved his family a lot.
他也爱他的家人以及他的丈夫。
He also, her also loved her family and her husband.
他今天信了耶稣也一样的爱。
When he is believed in Christ Jesus, she loved her family.
但是他过去爱丈夫爱他的家人，有时候遭遇到一些痛苦的事。
In the past, when she encountered some difficulties.
因为她曾经从台湾打过电话到从这个温哥华打过电话到台湾给她的婆婆。
She called her mother-in-law once a while from here to Taiwan.
她是要跟老人家问安。
She was trying to salute her mother-in-law.
有时候是要问她的丈夫在家吗？跟她丈夫讲话。
She was trying to have conversation with her husband.
但是呢，很多次刚好都是她婆婆接的。
Very often the phone is answered by her mother-in-law.
结果还没有跟丈夫讲话，就被婆婆挂电话了。
Before she had a chance to talk with her husband, her mother-in-law hung up the phone.
她心里很痛苦。
She feel really bad.
但是她为了这个事情又在想。
She gave a thought about this matter.
好，等到她信主之后。
After she believed in Christ.
因为她信主之前很多忧虑烦恼。
Before she believed in Christ, she had a lot of difficulties.
那今天她在分享她的见证。
She told me about her testimony.
她说她信主之后好像病都好了。
She said after she believed in Christ,a lot of her sicknesses were healed.
她说我今天信了耶稣，我婆婆跟我挂电话，我都不会生气的。
She told me, now if my mother-in-law hang the phone up, I would not be angry.
因为她叫我电话会要省一点。
Because she told me to save money on the long distances.
所以她又想了一个方法。
Therefore, she came up with another way.
换成打电话给她的。叫他的孩子打电话给祖母了。
She instructed her child to call the grandmother.
那这个孙子打电话给祖母的时候，祖母接到电话都不会浪费电话钱。
And when the grandmother received the call, she would not say to the grandchild that to save money on the long distances.
结果讲了好久。
And they would have conversation for a long time.
你在那边读书好吗？学会贵不贵啊？这样。
She would like to know all about her grandchild.
结果她说很感谢主啊。
She said thank God.
虽然她婆婆曾经给她挂电话。
Although her mother-in-law hung up the phone.
但是她不生气。
However, she did not get angry.
她换一个方式，叫她的孙子给祖母打电话。
She tried to solve the conflict by instruct her child to call the grandmother.
反而得到一个很好的回应。
And the result was good.
她本来还很烦恼说她的孩子这个注册会负担也蛮重的。
She was worried about the tuition fee of her child.
结果她的孩子注册会都是那个祖母给她交的。
However, after the conversation, the grandmother paid all the tuition for the child.
因为这个祖母很疼这个孙子。
Because the grandmother loved a lot her grandchildren.
有时候有人跟人之间这个桥搭起来也是很微妙。
Sometimes the bridge between men is mysterious.
当然婆媳之爱。
The bridge is wonderful, and also between
或者
mother-in-law and daughter-in-law,
或者夫妻之间的爱
and also the love between husband and wife,
或者两三代的爱
and also the love between generations,
朋友之间，人与人之间，都需要用爱心、关怀、体谅去搭一座桥。
Between men, we have to use caring and understanding to build a bridge.
所以我们今天在人的一生当中
，during our lifetime,
我们也需要去学习。
We need to learn.
在这个道理上来追求。
To pursue the truth.
我们除了跟人以外
，other than between men,
搭一座爱心桥
，to build a bridge of love.
我想我们对神也要搭一座信心的桥。
Toward God, we also have to build a bridge of faith.
我们来看希伯来书十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrew chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrew chapter 11.
十一章第六节。
verse 6.
人为有信就不能得神喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。这个希伯来书十一章都讲到信心的英雄。
Chapter 11 in Hebrew talk about the heroes of faith.
讲到很多古圣徒的信心。
It talks about the faith of ancient believers.
说人没有信心不能得神喜悦。
It says that if men do not have faith, they cannot be accepted by God.
今天我们来到神的面前。
Today, when we come before God,
要有信心。
We must have faith.
而且能够相信神会赏赐那寻求他的人。
And we shall believe that God we reward those who seek him.
我们可以看到亚伯拉罕。
We can learn from Abraham.
他的信心跟神的关系建立得很好。
He had a very good relationship between him and God.
他到哪里就是筑坛献祭。
Wherever he goes,He will make offering to God.
所以我们在信仰生活上面
，Therefore in our life of faith，
要搭这一座桥
，We must have this bridge constructed.
我们有的信徒移民到各个地区
when we move from one location to another，
他就想着要找教会
，Our believers we try to。Seek our church.
能够在这个信仰上来坚固自己。
Trying to maintain their faith.
因为我们所信的神是又真又活的神。
Because the God who we believe is truly living and true.
有的人他这样说。
Someone says this.
来到一个地方，有时候很孤单无助。
When you come to a new place, you may feel lonely.
有时候旁边没有亲友。
And helpless, and there may not be any friends by your side.
他那时候只有靠神了。
And therefore, they can only rely on God.
他有一座桥能够到神的面前来。
They have a bridge between them and God.
他相信神的带领。
They believe the guidance of God.
相信神的作为。
Believe the mercy of God.
也相信神的应许。
And the promise of God.
我们向他所求的。
Whatever we ask.
是没有得不到的。
He will give to us.
有时候我们很多软弱。
Sometimes we have a lot of weaknesses.
我们更需要靠着信心，求主加添。
And we should ask God to help us.
只有靠主才能够得到坚固。
It is only through God we can be edified.
人跟神之间的关系。
The relationship between man and God.
要好好去建立。
Need to be established.
所以我们的信仰要坚固。
Therefore we must strengthen our faith.
我们来参考罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书第四章。
Romans chapter 4.
四章十七节。
Verse 17.
罗马书四章十七节。
Romans chapter 4 verse 17.
亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫使人复活、使无变为有的神。他在主的面前做我们世人的户，如经上所记：“我已经立你做多国的户。”他在无可指望的时候，因着信人有指望，就得以做多国的户。正如先前所说：“你的后裔将要如此。”他将近百岁的时候，虽然想到自己的身体如同已死，撒拉的生意已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱，并且仰望神的应许，总没有因为不信心里起疑惑，反倒因着信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神，并且满心相信神所应许的必能做成。亚伯拉罕他有一座信心的桥。
Abraham has a strong bridge of faith.
他的信仰
His faith.
他相信神会叫死人复活。
He strongly believes that God will revive man from death.
死无变有。
They can make man from poor to rich.
有时候我们人走到一个困难的环境里面。
Sometimes man we encounter a great deal of difficulties.
神给人有指望。
It is God who gave us hope.
所以圣经说指望在神啊。
Therefore, in the Bible say, the hope comes from God.
人有时候会失望。
Sometimes we feel disappointed.
啊，但是神给人有指望。
However, God gave us hope.
因为我们相信神的应许。
Because we believe in Him.
神应许平安。
We believe in His promise.
啊，神应许我们永生。
He promised us peace. He promised us everlasting life.
神的应许不会落空。
His promise will never fail.
啊，所以因为神的应许，所以我们能够有这一座信心的桥。
Because of His promise, we can build this bridge of faith.
啊，这个也是我们要去操练的。
This is also something we must learn.
啊，我有一次在某一个教会里面。
Once I was in a church.
啊，遇到一个这个负责人。
I met a person in charge of the church.
啊，他说哦，他信耶稣已经四五十年了。
He told me he had believed in God for 40 something years.
他看到很多神迹奇事。
He saw a lot of miracles.
但是当他的孩子生病的时候
，However, when his children get sick,
他孩子患了血癌。
His children had blood cancer, leukemia.
他那时候整个心都软了。
His heart is broken.
啊，也找了很多的医院，也吃了很多的药。
They've been through a lot of hospitals and tried a lot of medications.
啊，他信到孩子生病啊，他觉得他自己信心都没有了。
When his children get sick, he lost his faith.
但是神使人软弱中刚强起来。
However, God make us, make him strong in his weakness.
他知道人都有软弱，也有病痛啊。
He know that people suffer from sicknesses.
但是问题是，这个孩子的病是血癌。
His child got leukemia.
所以他就每天都祷告。
He prayed every day for his child.
他的信心很好。
He started to have good faith. He prayed every day.
那主耶稣帮助他。
Jesus helped him.
有一天早上的时候。
During the morning.
他也是一样，照平常的习惯，也是祷告。
According to his habit, he prayed.
但是在之前的晚上哦，他的太太有告诉他。
The night before, his wife told him.
说明天哦，早上吃完早餐，我们带孩子去哪一家医院这样。
She told him, tomorrow morning.After the breakfast, we can go to the hospital for the child.
结果那一天早上他们在祷告的时候
during the morning prayer,
他们夫妻两个人就跪着祷告。
He and his wife kneel down before God and pray.
那从六点多就一直祷告。
They pray from about 6 o'clock.
后来他孩子起床了。
After the child wake up,
已经八点多了。
It was 8 o'clock.
他看到父母都还没有停呢，还在祷告。
When the child saw his parent is still praying for him.
这个孩子就跪在他爸爸妈妈旁边。
The child kneel down before his parents.
也跟着爸爸妈妈祷告。
And pray with them.
就祷告到十二点半。
The prayer lasted until noon.
六点多是早上，祷告到中午的十二点多。
They had the prayer from 6 o'clock to 12:30.
结果很奇妙。早餐也没有吃了。
They didn't have breakfast.
就早餐变成中餐。
And they on that day they had only lunch.
吃了以后呢，也照着平常的习惯，照着昨天晚上讲的，要带到医院去这样。
After the lunch, they are heading toward the hospital.
啊，结果去检查的时候。
啊 ，during the examination.
啊，结果很奇妙的。
Miraculously.
哎，他的病痛就好了。
啊 ，the child's leukemia was healed.
他也觉得很奇妙。
And he feel quite wonderful.
他并不觉得奇怪。
He didn't feel he wasn't surprised.
哎，他觉得很奇妙。
He just feel that the whole thing is just wonderful.
他说他那时候怎么有这种心啊？
He didn't know why he felt like this.
他说他那时候祷告只有一个想法。
He told me at that time during the prayer he only had one thought.
说主耶稣啊，我的孩子啊生病哈，我把他交在你的手里。
He said to God, my child is severely sick.And I hand him in your hand.
我的信心不够，你加添我的信心。
My faith is weak. Please help me.
那你也加添我太太的信心。
And help us on our unbelief.
他只有求主加添他们信心。
God, please help us.
结果很奇妙，他就有这个体验。
And then they get this experience.
哦，所以这一座信心的桥，就无形当中就搭建起来了。
This bridge of faith was built.
这也是一座祷告的桥。
This is a bridge of prayer.
它是通天的桥。
This bridge can connect man to God.
因为它建立了我们跟神的关系。
It established the relationship between us and God.
后来我问这个负责人啊。
After the conversation, I talked with the person in charge of church.
我说你那一天这样祷告哦，你有什么？你怎么本来要吃早餐变成中餐？六点为什么祷告到十二点？那个感觉怎么样
？I asked him, why you skip the breakfast? What did you feel?
他说他没有想到要祷告那么久。
He told me he didn't plan to pray for that long time.
就是很奇妙的，这样跪下来的时候，就圣灵一直充满。
It was just miraculously when he was praying, he just kept on going.
啊，神的灵在带领啊。
The spirit of God filled him.
他祷告的当中就有一股力量一直这样催逼着。
During the prayer, he felt power that drive him keep on praying.
他把忧虑、病痛都交给神了。
He hand over all his worries and the sickness to God.
啊，他的软弱，主耶稣也帮助他了。
And God helped his weaknesses.
哎，我们的软弱真的有圣灵帮助我们。
Indeed, Holy Spirit will help our weaknesses.
哎，真的是，就像圣经所讲的，我们本来不知道要怎么祷告，可是圣灵哦，他用那种说不出来的叹息在代替我们祷告。
It is just like what's stated in the Bible that Holy Spirit pray for us with unspoken words.
何况今天这一座桥，主耶稣成为中保。
God, Jesus become a mediator between us and God.
我们来看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrew.
希伯来书第四章十四节。
Hebrew chapter 4 verse 14.
希伯来书四章十四节。
Hebrew 4:14.
我们有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。因我们的大祭司他不是不能体恤我们的软弱，因为他凡事受过试探，跟我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。我们只管坦然无惧来到施恩宝座前。为要得灵恤蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。主耶稣他是升入高天尊荣的大祭司。
Jesus Christ is the high priest.
他就是中保。
He is the mediator.
他为我们代求。
He's the mediator who pray for us.
所以我们跟神之间
Therefore, between us and God,
不但搭了一座信心的桥
，Not only there is a bridge of faith,
也搭了一座祷告的桥
we must also build a bridge of prayer.
啊，它能够让我们来到神的面前。
Which can bring us before God.
啊，它是一座通天的桥。
The bridge will be between us and God.
啊，所以这一座桥很奇妙。
This bridge is very wonderful.
不单是我们跟神的关系建立起来。
It not only established the relationship between us and God.
雅各书第五章里面讲。
In James chapter 5.
啊，说我们当中有受苦的。
Says, among us some suffer a lot.
有生病的。
Some have weaknesses, sicknesses.
都应该要祷告。
They all should pray.
那出于信心的祷告要救病人起来。
The prayer out of faith will save the sick one.
他也叫我们要彼此认罪，互相代求。
James also tell us to repent our own sin and intercede for each other.
哦，所以这一座祷告的桥也要能够互相的代求。
This bridge should also connect men.
哦，义人的祷告是大有功效。
The prayer of just one is very effective.
哦，我们今天也要常常互相的代祷。
Today we should pray for each other.
我们再来看阿摩斯书。
Let's turn to Amos.
阿摩斯书第三章。
Amos chapter
3. 阿摩斯书第三章。
Amos chapter 3.
三章三节。
Verse 3.
两人如果不能同心，怎么能同行呢？哦，这边告诉我们，同心哦，也是一座桥。
Here says, if someone can agree with each other, they can walk together.
两人如果同心
，if two people have same heart,
才能同行。
They can cooperate.
夫妻要同心。
Between man and his wife, they must have the same heart.
朋友也是能同心。
Between friend, they have to have the same heart.
我们同工也要同心。
Not only they should work together, but they should have the same purpose.
我们在教会里面侍奉神。
In church, we serve God.
负责人也要同心。
Person in charge of the church should have the same heart.
长子传道也要同心。
The deacons and preachers should have the same heart.
每个人都有每个人的心。
Everyone has their own thoughts.
但是我们都用耶稣的心做心。
However, we should have a unified heart in Christ Jesus.
这个腓立比书里面这样讲。
In Philips.
我们来看腓立比书。
No, I mean in Philippians. Let's turn to Philippians.
腓立比书第二章
Philippians chapter 2
二章第一节，所以在基督里面有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲灵敏，你们要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，一样的意念，使我们的喜乐可以满足，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人要看别人比自己强。
Verse 4.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。要同心啊，就是以主耶稣的心为心。
Verse 5 say we should have the same attitude as of Christ Jesus.
如果我们人有私心。
If one has different attitude.
就会顾自己而不顾别人。
They will be selfish and only look after themselves.
这里说要看别人比自己强。
Here says we should see others stronger than ourselves.
神建立教会。
God established the church.
这个好像肢体一样。
It acts like a body.
它是互相搭配的。
And each member of the body should serve each other.
那这个搭配当中不能分门别类。
And during the cooperation, I mean, the interaction can.
这个肢体要彼此相顾了。
Each one of these members should serve for each other.
才能建立基督的身体，就是教会。
And they should care for each other in order to build the church of Christ.
我们长职传道或者负责人啊，甚至于我们圣工人员，每个人有每个人的恩赐。
Everyone in the church has their own gifts.
那这个恩赐呢，要互相配合。
And all these gifts should work for each other.
而且要彼此搭配。
And they should edify each other.
互相的尊重。
Respect each other.
恩赐其实没有大。
No, there's no degree of values.
重要是说，这个恩赐是神给你的。
The most important thing is that the gift is come from God.
你会珍惜神给你的恩赐。
We should treasure the gift from God.
能够为了教会跟主的缘故来配合在基督的身体上面。
For the sake of the church and God, we should use our gift upon Jesus.
没有说头比较大，手比较小。
We do not see the head as more powerful than the feet.
嘴巴跟鼻子哪一个比较大？
Among the nose and the mouth, which one is more respectful?
眼睛跟耳朵又是哪一个重要呢？
Between eyes and ear, which one is more important?
其实它都是配合的。
All these members should work for each other.
所以要顾别人的事。
Therefore, we should also take the interest of others.
能够同心就能够蒙福。
If we can have the same attitude, we can be blessed.
能够同工同行。
If we can work and walk in the same mind.
把主耶稣摆在我们中间。
And put Christ Jesus in among us.
其实我们无论做什么事，
whatever we do,
如果要搭这一座桥，
if we want to build this bridge,
我们就要体会主耶稣的心，
we must understand the attitude of Christ Jesus.
看腓立比书第一章第八节。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1 verse 8.
我体会基督耶稣的心肠，这边说要体会主耶稣的心肠。
Here say, I long for the affection of Christ Jesus.
有时候我们在看一个问题的时候，
sometimes when we encounter problems,
我们多用主耶稣的心肠来看。
We should stand on the point of view of God.
当然我们不是耶稣。
Of course, we are not Christ.
但是我们可以去体会主耶稣的心意。
However, we should try to learn to imitate the attitude, the affection of God.
就好比儿女。
It's just like it's like being children.
他为什么不懂事？
Why they do not?
他为什么那么叛逆？
Why they are rebellious?
他为什么那么不听话？
Why they are not obedient?
甚至于不孝顺。
And not respectful to their parents.
因为他不能体会父母的心肠呢。
Because they cannot understand their own parents.
如果我们能够体会父母的心肠，
if we have the affection of God,
我们自然就会换一个角度去看。
We will change our point of view.
我们如果体会主耶稣的心肠，
if we can see from God's point of view,
我们也会想到说，为了主耶稣的缘故，
We will say to ourselves, for God's sake.
我们能够用主耶稣的心为心来做事。
We can take the attitude of God, as a rule to our daily life.
这也是我们要去追求的。
This is what we should pursue.
我们今天信了耶稣。
Today we believe in Jesus.
我们也要搭一座福音的桥。
We should also build a bridge of gospel.
我们来看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
我们先看哥林多前书。
Let's turn first to First Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第九章。
First Corinthians chapter
9. 哥林多前书第九章第十二节。
Chapter 9, verse 12.
如果别人在你们身上有这权柄，何况我们呢？然而我们没有用过这权柄，倒是凡事忍耐，免得基督的福音被阻隔。啊，这边说免得基督的福音被阻隔。
Here it says, we should work for each other rather to not do anything to hinder the gospel of Christ.
其实福音没有隔墙的。
As a matter of fact, there are no hindrance for gospel to be spread.
我们为了福音要搭一座桥。
For gospel's sake, we must build a bridge.
保罗在第九章就讲得很清楚。
In chapter 9, Paul stated clearly.
哦，他在十六节以下这样一直讲。
From verse 16 on.
说传福音没有什么可夸口的。
He says there is nothing I can boast about preaching the gospel.
哦，不传有祸。
If I don't preach, I'll be condemned.
那么甘心做就有赏赐。
And if I do it willingly, I will
receive the prize. 那你不甘心，责任也交代你了。
If we are not willing, the responsibility is already given to us.
哦，那到了二十二节说，像软弱的人，我就做软弱的人。
And in verse 22, to the weak one, I become weak.
好，目的要得到软弱的人。
In order to win the weak one.
像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。
I become all things, all men, so that I may save some.
那无论怎么样，总是要救一些人啊。
To do all things to save someone.
好，这边说，凡所行的都是为福音的缘故。
Verse 23 say, I do all this for sake of gospel.
那这个为福音的缘故，它就是为福音去搭这一座福音的桥。
For the sake of gospel, he built this bridge.
让人能够以我们同得福音的好处。
So that men in this world can share the blessing.
有时候我们很乐意，也很热忱传福音给别人。
Sometimes we preach the gospel with enthusiasm.
啊，可是有时候因为我们的软弱。
But however, sometimes because of our weaknesses.
有时候因为教会里的亏欠。
Because of the lacking in the church.
就会产生一个福音的隔墙了。
There would be a hindrance for the gospel.
甚至这座福音的桥啊，就断掉了。
Sometimes the bridge of preaching gospel may be damaged.
本来我们很热心要带人来到主的面前。
Our original thought is to bring men in front of God.
但是因为我们的软弱，
However,
我们的这个亏欠，
because of our weaknesses,
我们把这一条福音的桥啊，把它昏开了。
We may have blocked this bridge of gospel.
所以没有办法带人到神的面前来。
And therefore, we cannot bring men in front of God.
其实福音桥这个是很明显的。
The gospel, the bridge of gospel is evident.
我们为了传福音，也要带人到神的面前来。
For the sake of preaching gospel, we must bring men toward God.
我们就是这座桥。
We are this bridge.
有时候我们人家看到我们的行为。
Sometimes when people see our behavior.
他闻到我们的香气。
They smell our incense,
听到我们的见证
and heard our testimonies.
他就透过这一道桥来到主耶稣的面前。
Through this bridge, they can come in front of God.
所以我们要去搭这座福音桥。
Therefore, we must build this bridge of gospel.
把福音的真理传递给更多的人。
So that we can preach gospel to more and more people.
我在这段时间访问的时候，有一种感触。
During this period of time of visitation, I have a feeling.
就是我们这个地方来传福音，应该是一个很好的田地。
I think that Vancouver area is a good place for us to spread the gospel.
虽然有时候有语言的隔阂。
Although we may have a hindrance of language.
但是我们有欢意。
However, we have interpreted.
更何况我们有圣灵在带领。
And moreover, we have the guidance of Holy Spirit.
我们不是人去拣选人。
The salvation is not determined by man.
是神在拣选人。
It's God who saved man.
所以我们要好好善用神给我们的环境。
Therefore, we must use the surrounding that God gave to us.
来传福音，来搭福音桥。
To build this bridge of gospel.
我在这个《世界日报》星期五的时候。
In the Chinese World Journal.
它都有一个福音这个原地。
Every Friday they have this article of gospel.
我们可以看到很多这个信耶稣的人，他们很愿意把这个福音呢传扬出去，为主来做见证。
Many people who believe in Jesus, they are quite willing to spread the gospel.
他们也提供了很多传福音的机会。
They also provide a lot of opportunities to spread gospel.
所以我们更应该去善用宝贵的时间跟美好的环境来传福音。
Therefore, we must use the good resource and time to preach the gospel.
也让这个福音能够救更多的人。
So it can save more people.
其实福音是没有隔墙。
As a matter of fact, there should be no hindrance for gospel.
所以圣经说不婚犹太人、希利尼人或者男或者女。
The Bible stated, no matter what nationality you are, what sex you are.
像我们温哥华教会也有阿富汗的同龄也有印度的信徒这个也是主的恩典啊。
In our Vancouver church, we have members from African and Hindu.
这个没有隔墙。
There is no wall between.
因为福音本来就是一座桥。
Because gospel itself acts as a bridge.
所以我们要同心合意来兴旺福音。
Therefore, we must have same attitude to spread the gospel.
为福音来努力。
To strive to work for gospel.
相信我们有这种心智主耶稣一定会带领我们。
I believe God will see our heart and guide us.
让我们教会能够圣功更发展，福音能够更兴旺。
So our church can spread the gospel.